Welcome back to Giggle and Grow with Morgan
and Courtney. We are so happy to have you all here today. Today is our 10th episode. Morgan, how does it feel?
This is crazy, guys. I can't believe we've been podcasting now for 10 episodes.
I know.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Thanks for being a part of it so far.
Yeah, thank you. So for our 10th episode, we said we were going to do 10 different ways to start your day.
Woo!
Let's go. It's going to be fairly quick today, but hopefully this can help some of you guys who are just trying to better your life and start your day and learn how to be a better person. And again, 10 different ways to start your day. But first one, we'll kick it off, is washing your face, skincare routine.
Courtney's getting funky with it today.
My skincare routine is probably way too over the top, but what I do like to do is every morning and every night, I like to wash my face. I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but I definitely have a skincare routine when, like, in the mornings I like to gua sha, and in the nights I like to double wash my face. There are quite a few different things that I'll do, but one of my favorite skincare products is going to be probably hyaluronic acid, because we live in Colorado, and I don't know if you know much about that.
Oh, my face is dry.
Yeah. So it's literally a molecule that sucks the water into your pores. It's one of the best molecules you can do. But what's your favorite skincare product?
Moisturizer. My friend always, she's an esthetician, but she was someone that always tried to get me really into the skincare routine. Don't get me wrong, I bought all the products and had fun with it, but I couldn't tell you to this day what my favorite product is. I just try to lather that moisturizer on. Yeah. My skin is so dry.
Yeah, that's actually a good product. Another Colorado product.
Yes, absolutely needed.
Now that's one day way you can start your day, but Morgan, tell us another way that we can start our day.
Absolutely. So for number two, I think one of the most important things is really making your bed. Now, I know that sounds silly, but when my husband and I really started living together, one thing was making the bed. And I told him, I was like, Sam, I know it doesn't seem that big of a deal right now, but when you climb into bed that night, it's going to feel so much better. Along with, it gets your day started on the right foot. It's something very simple that you can add to your routine that just doesn't take a lot of thinking about it. It more so just kind of gets you productive and kind of gets you flowing into that routine that you want to do. So
isn't there a book that talks about making your bed every day?
I don't know about a book, but I definitely do know there is a video about it, and it's a very popular video on YouTube, but it was about this Marine. Have you seen that one where he kind of goes on that 3-minute speech about and how you start your day and how it can make such a difference in your life? Started with making your bed.
That's the book. I think that's that same guy that reads the book. Maybe we don't know the book, guys, but if you know the book, comment. Leave a comment on our YouTube page.
That would be great.
Or our, you know, Spotify, and tell us what the book name is. But that's a really good thing, is making your bed, because you feel accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely think that's a great way to start your day. I think we, third other way to start your day is 30 minutes without any electronics. Okay, guys, because when you do this, I've actually read a lot of studies about how leaving your phone outside of your room, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but leaving your phone outside your room is really important, because when your phone is in your room, your brain actually stays on. So just remember that, like, when you do the 30 minutes in the morning without electronics, so like, try not to wake up with your phone. Just, I mean, you don't have to do it every day. I know it's a very tough habit to break, but when you don't wake up with using your phone, what I think you're going to see is you're a lot more productive during the day. You're not looking at TikTok all the time. You're not constantly being pulled towards all of these life things on your phone that are trying to, you know, take you away from the moment. It's really going to help you stay away from the screen time, right? And so make that definitely how to start your day thing.
Absolutely. No, and I want to kind of feed off that too, because I actually saw somewhere as well that when you go on social media immediately in the morning, it automatically starts you comparing yourself to others, how they start their day, what they look like, what they're wearing, and you kind of lose what you wanted for yourself, what makes you happy. And it just immediately gets your brain going in the wrong way when you can kind of take that step back, which will actually lead me into this fourth idea for how to start your day. You can kind of switch yourself that mindset over to really focusing on you. And that would actually be journaling. I think journaling is so huge, guys. You can do this at night or you can do this in the morning. I used to do it in the morning and then switch to night. However, when you start that in the morning, you can kind of find those pieces that maybe you're grateful for or how you want to start your day or how you want to feel that day. Maybe you have a lot of things going on and maybe you just need that moment to check in with yourself. But truly, it's just that 5-minute journal. If you haven't seen that, that's something that's really helpful, but really just taking that moment to kind of lean into you. So
yeah, I was going to say our journaling book.
Absolutely. We do have a journal book, guys, that you can kind of check out here. And it's a really good one to allow you kind of focus on different journal prompts, whether you want to focus on wellness, mm-hmm. relationships, yep. or what was the other one?
Wellness, relationships, and health. Right?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Maybe. You got to go check it out, okay? That's all we're trying to say is go check out our ebook. Download it. It's free. It's on our Stan store and our Instagram. Go check it out because that is definitely something that Morgan and I have found helpful. Next thing that we want to talk about, and pretty soon we will be releasing another ebook and maybe focusing on this a little bit because this is what I love the most is meditation. There are a lot of times we talk about meditation on this podcast, and I think doing that, I've even told a coworker the other day, like meditating is so big that you can one day feel like you have no energy, but then when you start meditating, I swear they've done studies where they'll take college students and they'll put all of these heart monitors, whatever you can think of to monitor, brainwave monitors. And actually, I even know this for a fact, they'll put a rectal thermometer up them. And they found that taking a nap and meditating, when you meditate, you're getting 30 times more rest than you are when you're taking a nap. So not saying naps aren't great things, but look into meditating, try to meditate because it's going to be something that is huge for your life and just a better way to start your day.
Absolutely. And if you want guidance on how to start meditation, I personally in my life, it was something that I wanted to bring about and you can look up Total Meditation. I think it's by Deepak Chopra or something like that, guys. It's Total Meditation. We're not very on point with these books here today, but
okay.
But another one here, guys, that I think is really also important is getting that 8 ounce of water within your first 30 minutes of waking up. That is so extremely important. I mean, guys, I will go mornings without drinking water in my first 30 minutes, even 2 hours of waking up. And I literally feel like a dry prune. Like it's horrible. Like I literally feel like every little vein is quenched up and it doesn't feel good. So get that water in. It's going to start your day off and it's going to make you energized. I mean, more so holistic energized. Mm-hmm. So you don't need the coffee. You don't need the matcha, although it's good.
Yeah, right. It's very good.
But what about you, Courtney? What's the next thing?
Yeah, another thing we like to talk about is sunlight. Getting sunlight during the day, making sure that in the morning, like even in your first couple of minutes, actually something that I like to do, and probably a lot of people don't like to do this, but we'll leave a window open in the morning. It actually helps me wake up when the sun comes up and kind of, if you work mornings, again, if you work nights, I still think whenever you wake up, if you can get 5 minutes of sunlight, it's really going to change your life. It's going to help your day. It's going to help you, you know, move forward and basically just be more positive, I think, really. It's the sun is the soul, man. I mean, you really have to take in that light. And I think what it's going to do is just wake you up, make you start your day, help you in always more than one, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is another thing too with that. If you are someone that maybe gets up before the sunrise happens, they have this new alarm clock where it's kind of like this daylight or it's like a sunrise that kind of wakes you up and then your alarm goes off and it kind of helps to feel more natural
waking. I think it's called the hatch, right?
I think Hatch. that sounds right.
I got one for work one time, and it was like they bought us used ones, and it didn't work. I was so bummed.
Oh no, that would make me cry. I know, I was bummed. But another one here, guys, is kind of goes back to journaling here. I think it's really important to always start your day with three things that you're grateful for. It really just affirms yourself, affirms what you have in your life. It's not reaching you to the future, it's not taking you to the past, but it's truly helping you find that present moment and just, again, get your day off on the right foot.
Yeah, I think too, the gratitude one, something that I do is, like, right when I wake up, I try to be really quick about it and just be like, okay, in this moment, what am I grateful for? It's like my breath, right? It's the simple things in the morning when you first wake up, and I think that's going to set your tone for the rest of the day.
Absolutely. So. And again, if you don't like doing it in the morning, maybe trying to do it at night too, kind of closes out your day on that good foot.
Yes. And I know that we have a lot of people out there who love breakfast food. Me in particular. I love breakfast food, but eating healthy food in the morning, that's our ninth tip, right? Is making sure that you're getting a good diet in the morning. It's going to, again, start your day, set your tone, help you be more successful, and just have a better day altogether, you know?
Do you have any good tips on what you would consider healthy for the morning and how to get started there? Because for me, I was someone that actually didn't like breakfast, but then when I realized how important it was really hard for me to kind of know what was going to energize me or get me on the right foot.
Yeah, I think that depends on what you want, what your diet is as a person, right? Absolutely. So like if you're vegan, it's going to be different than if you're a meat eater. For my meat eaters out there, I think, like, honestly, like there's this one recipe I saw, which was like spinach, it's like a chicken sausage and sweet potatoes in the morning. I think that's a really good holistic diet.
I've seen that before. I actually used to make that. It was a sweet potato turkey scramble. Really good.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's, you know, you're getting all of those foods and you're starting your day. I always think, like, waking it up Gary's way.
I don't know if I've heard of that before.
It's a SpongeBob reference.
Oh my gosh.
Are you a SpongeBob kid?
I kind of watched it, you know, but I liked some episodes.
But he's like doing the same thing over and over because he's trying to re-watch his steps, and he's like serving it up Gary's way. And so I just think of that in the morning when I eat breakfast.
That's a great way to start your day off.
Right? Isn't that fun?
Well, guys, for our 10th way to start off your day here, I will say one of the most important things I have found recently is stretching. Now, again, you can do this at any point, whether you like to do it before working out, maybe afterwards. However, when you can get that movement in right when you wake up in the morning, kind of allow your body to feel and fall into the place, recognize where you might be feeling uncomfortable and where you're feeling good, right? Kind of toning into yourself, that stretching moment really, really does allow that. Mm-hmm. And Courtney, I feel like you might be someone, I mean, you're someone that consistently works out often.
Yeah.
When do you like to stretch?
It's kind of like yoga. Holding long stretches in the morning, I think, is very important for our mental health. And, like, again, what you were saying, it gets you ready, gets you going. And, you know, walking in the morning too, I think it's another little tip. I think you can stretch before your walk, and that's a double whammy right there.
Right?
You're doing two things. You're exercising and you're stretching, and you really starting your day with a walk is huge, I think.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree with that. And I love that. I think walking is just that simple way of getting some workout in without feeling like I have to hit the gym or I missed a workout at home. Mm-hmm. Just that movement. And it, of course, you get some sunshine with it too.
Yeah, right. I think dressing for success is another big one, you know, like making sure you wake up in the morning and you are dressing and feeling good. And like, me and my coworkers talk about this a lot, is decision fatigue. So putting your outfit out the night before and then having that in the morning ready for you, that's kind of like a micro habit, I think, but doing that, it will help you succeed as well, I think, later.
I've heard that. I've actually heard the less decisions you can make in the morning, the more better you're going to feel starting off your day. It's not going to feel so hectic. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have something oddly go wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. So I think Steve Jobs is one of the guys who had like the same pants, and it was all jeans, and then it was like two different shirts, and that's all he wore.
I haven't
because
heard that.
He was like, I make too many decisions a day. I'm not worried about deciding what I'm wearing. Fair. You know what I mean?
Fair.
And the girls out there are like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I don't know if I can do that.
You like just pick one color for your whole wardrobe and then you don't have to worry about it. If everything's black, you don't have to worry. Right. If everything's pink, you don't have to worry.
I've seen that though. I've seen other influencers doing like where they might stick to one aesthetic where they're doing like all green and blues and neutrals. And it honestly is really pretty. I've thought about that before, but then I see that cute purple or blue shirt that I want, like, and I'm like, sorry. Yeah.
Right.
But a couple others too, guys. I mean, reading a book, that's always good. If you're a book reader, someone like me, I always feel good when I wake up a little early and read my book for the day. Another one.
Wait, I was going to say something about the book. So there is this book that I read that it was like the key to happiness. And it was this guy, I think in Switzerland, who his whole entire job was to study happiness. And it's this word called like hygge. And I don't know if it's a Dutch word. And one of the things that they do is the Dutch is like the happiest people in the planet, if you didn't know that. But basically what they suggest is having somewhere to read a book in the morning because that promotes hygge. And another word for like hygge, I think I'm saying it right. I could be saying it wrong, but is like the Canadians call it hominess.
Okay.
So it's like a feeling of hominess. We actually don't have a word for it in the English dictionary, but it's a warm holistic feeling. Like they say one of the biggest ones for that is like sitting by a fire.
I love that.
And feeling cozy, right? Or having your favorite cake, right? Things like that. And reading a book, they say, will actually, the more times you have things like that throughout the day, and again, if you start your day like this, you're going to experience happiness more and more.
That is amazing. And you know what's funny is that reminded me when I was actually traveling in Italy, we came across other travel abroaders. I don't know where they were exactly from, but they looked over to their friends. And I remember her saying, she was like, hey, are you guys comfy and happy? It wasn't like, are you guys okay? Are you guys doing good? It was just, do you feel warm? Do you feel happiness right now? How do you feel?
Love that.
I know. It was so sweet.
Aww. Well, I love everything we've talked about today. I think it's a very short episode again. We just want to, you know, for our 10th episode, talk about 10 things, just 10 ways to start your day. And I hope you guys got something out of this. And I hope you can take one thing and do it. I know for me, one thing I want to work on is probably journaling or meditating. Those are my two favorite because I do walk quite a bit. So journaling or meditating are my two that I'm going to work on. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely am going with meditation as well. It's something I've been really passionate about, but also getting that water in, guys. I told you earlier that it's so important and I feel it. You feel that.
Yeah,
so.
You definitely feel that. Yep. Well,
this was fun.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.